T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Now, I mentioned to you the opportunity to help, and that is something that I care about. Look, this is my community. Central Virginia is my home, and I care deeply about it. I care deeply about our veterans. I care deeply about those who have served and are no longer with us. Now, that's where Joe Diamond comes into this. Joe has been instrumental over the years in making sure that the Wreaths Across America program was in effect here in Central Virginia. And I just wanted to reach out to Joe to kind of figure out what was going on this year. If anything, Joe, I appreciate you being here.
Good afternoon, Mr. Katz. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Absolutely. It is our pleasure. It's always my pleasure to chat with you. So can you bring us up to speed? Are we or are we not going to be able to participate in Wreaths Across America this year?
Absolutely. The issue up at Arlington threw a lot of people a curveball. And yeah. I just want to thank the President of the United States for doing the right thing and changing the course up there, but all 2,500 locations across the country are participating in the wreath laying. We've had to make certain modifications. There's going to be no formal ceremony at the cemetery this year, but we are still proceeding with the actual wreath laying to honor the over 4,500 heroes who are interred there.
All right, remind everybody where our closest veteran cemetery happens to be.
Well, the Virginia Veterans Cemetery is located in Amelia on Prideville Road. It's a little, obviously, west of town of the RVA. But that is the state-run veterans cemetery where the vast majority of Central Virginia veterans end up being interred.
Okay. And what is it that we're doing? You said the presence at the cemetery is obviously going to be different this year as a result of coronavirus and the rest of it. So what is your game plan as the point man on all this, Joe?
Well, the Patriot Guard and American Legion Riders and some other groups are still going to escort the ceremonial wreaths to the cemetery. Okay. We'll be leaving Morissette Funeral Home that morning, and we'll arrive at the cemetery at 11:30 with the assistance of local law enforcement. And at 12 o'clock, we hope to read the prepared script by Wreaths Across America, mm-hmm. Offer a short prayer, and proceed with the wreath laying in compliance with any and all guidelines that are in effect. It's changed so much just over
yes.
the last week.
Yeah.
It's really hard to keep up.
All right, so for those of us who are listening, and I think, last year perhaps people were involved in this way or that way, what ways are available to the rest of us to become involved and help?
Well, the biggest thing is if any individual or entity or corporation company would like to sponsor a wreath or wreaths, we're in full fundraising mode at this time and hoping to duplicate our historic achievement of last year, putting a holiday wreath on every interred hero's grave. It had never been done before in the history of the cemetery, and I want to give you a great big thank you. It seemed like a lofty goal and impossible at the time, but after you allowed me to go on your show last year, we got over the top, and It was a historic achievement that we're very proud of, and we're really hoping to duplicate that this year. So anyone who would like to sponsor a wreath and donate to help that cause, it means a lot to the families who will visit the graves around the holidays and know that their loved one is not forgotten.
Absolutely. So is the best way simply to go to a website?
Yes. Well, the easiest way is some of our sponsors, like Morissette Funeral Home, have a link on their website.
Okay.
So that is the easiest way if you want to use a card or donate online.
Yep.
That's the easiest way to do it. Okay. There are also, I believe, 21 fundraising locations you can locate on wreathsacrossamerica.com for our cemetery. Okay. And you can donate through any one of them. But there are several donation options, and I can provide you folks with the information if maybe we could have it put up on the site there.
Yeah, we'll be happy to do that. But I guess, you know, it's easy, though. Morissette.com. I'm not surprised that my friends Larry Spiaggi and LC and the rest of the team at Morissette are involved in helping. Those guys are amazing 365 days out of the year. So not surprised that if you go to Morissette.com, you can participate in this. Joe, my hat is off to you. I mean, this is a big project at any time, and then with all of these fits and starts that you and your guys have had to go through in the last couple of weeks, man, I'm just happy that you are still focused on this, because I think a lot of people would have gotten very discouraged and said, all right, you know, forget about it. 2020 is a lost cause, and that's just not you.
Right. Well, I know a lot of veterans. My wife is a veteran I'm very proud of. She served in Iraq. My grandfather is a World War II veteran. I'm extremely proud of him. And they didn't stand down when there were tasks at hand, when they needed to go in on D-Day or help our friends over in the Middle East. They didn't hesitate or hold back because of it maybe being too dangerous because of a virus. This is something that has to be done, and as you can imagine, visits to cemeteries increase along the holidays, and
yes,
those people's families need to know that their loved one who made such tremendous sacrifices by serving our country are remembered by a grateful nation.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, thank you so much for being here with the update, and again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for doing everything that you're doing. That is Joe Diamond, a really wonderful guy, great member of this community. And so Wreaths Across America is back on. And if you want to be part of the efforts to make sure that every veteran's grave out in Amelia gets a wreath, we did it last year. The listeners to this show, in all candor, put them over the top. And I'm very, very proud of that. So if you are able to help out, go to Morissette.com, and they've got everything there so that you can help support this amazing effort. It's a great effort. It's a heartfelt effort. Again, just visit our friends at Morissette.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.